Kitchen Tune-Up can tunify your kitchen and give you a functional and inviting space in only 1 to 5 days. And many projects are only $99 to $249 a month. Request a free virtual consultation at kitchentuneup.com and get ready to love your kitchen again.
All right, on this Thursday morning, gun violence seems to be almost at an all-time high. 120 people killed in 10 mass shootings over 7 states, and that was just this past weekend. Joining us right now to talk about this, ABC News crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett. Brad, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
To what do we attribute this rapid increase in gun violence?
So, you know, violence in general is very complex. It isn't like one thing that tends to cause people to be violent or a group of people to be violent. So, you know, if you combine sort of recent events of, you know, an overall sort of intolerance we have developed, there's a lot of anger and rage in politics now. That translates into the everyday person as far as, okay, now I can be mad about that because the politicians are mad about that. That's just one aspect of it, of course. But if you look at the pandemic and people losing their jobs and not being economically viable for a period of time, and then you combine that with activities, particularly for youth, since generally speaking, the youth are the ones who commit a lot of the violence, is that you have no after-school programs. You don't even have school. You don't have sporting events. In other words, structured time that's organized and positive. And you combine all that with sort of the inability of the police to deal with some of these things because of maybe sometimes lack of manpower, lack of trust of the police. We've had obviously a lot of protests against the police. That if you, generally speaking, if you throw those in, you know, 100 other variables into the pot, you end up with where we are today. And, I mean, one example is last year, there were 23 million firearms purchased.
And so it
makes it easy, is what I'm saying. You can, the argument of pro and con guns is another story. But the idea is if the guns are available, people are going to get, statistically, people are going to get hurt.
It's interesting, Brad, because if I had asked you, you know, what's the reason for this, and you gave me one simple answer, and it was just one thing, that's what we'd go after to fix the problem. But there are so many different things. It's so complex. It makes it really difficult to attack the problem, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the reality is that this becomes a local problem. I mean, the federal government can talk at length about what causes violence and how you reduce violence, but it's really programs, events, and the overall general attitude of communities that will drive these numbers down. You know, very difficult, obviously, to approach the gun part of this, and I've sort of end up even stopped talking about it other than quoting numbers because we're just, for whatever reason, good, bad, whatever, however you want to call it, are not probably going to change that. And so what do you do in lieu of more guns than there are people in this country? You do implement some of these programs. You do go after the super violent people and get them off the street. You do help the police solve crimes and sort of, you know, if you can get to this point, and I know this is hard in some neighborhoods, to trust the police. I mean, all of these things go together in making communities safer. In other words, the whole idea of the term community is that we work together to make it a community. And we've stopped doing that to a certain extent in certain neighborhoods.
It doesn't get fixed from the top down. It really gets fixed from the bottom up, doesn't it?
Like almost everything else, right, Paul? I mean, if you have a physical problem, if you have a mental health problem, it's really up to you and the professionals that you're working with to fix that or make it better. You know, no policy, no study, you know, they are helpful, but it isn't going to change. It's like, I'll give you a quick example. Training cops in diversity and de-escalation is a worthy cause. How many cops actually ever listen to that? Because they have a particular mindset about how they want to police, and they keep going, so they don't change. So another obvious issue that sort of this, George Floyd and some other examples, that further drive people not trust the system.
Interesting interesting conversation, Brad. Always appreciate your analysis. Thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Take care, Paul.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.